7th of January 2021. Father's Message, a Meditation. In 2020, I had planned to write a meditation on God Father on the 7th of each month. If possible, I would like to continue this year, because it is very enriching when we get to know the Holy Trinity both in its unity and in the different persons. The message of God the Father, which was conveyed to us by a nun, Madre Eugenia, in 1932, and was recognized as authentic by the Church after 10 years of examination, is particularly distinguished by the fact that it conveys to us the image of a loving Father. With many good words and the reference to his care, the Heavenly Father lets us know how much he desires to live with us, his children. He wants to be able to give us his love completely, but encounters resistance of the most diverse kind, which tries to limit or even prevent his love. In today's time, in which a strangled scenario, which I understand as an entry into the apocalypse, spreads a lot of darkness, the message of our Father's love is all the more important. Man is not left alone and simply at the mercy of the storms of time, which he passively lets pass over him. God remains present and is the Lord of history, even if we do not understand so many things. It is precisely now that the Father's message becomes even more important, when it presents us with the unbreakable love and invites us to trust. Trust is at the heart of true relationship. While trust in a person must realistically include his weakness and that he can be tempted, without therefore withdrawing trust or even becoming suspicious, it is different with God. We can trust him unconditionally. There is no darkness in him. In John 1:9 it said, "The true light that enlightens every man came into the world in Jesus." This is what John tells us about Jesus, who came into this world to glorify the Father. So it is said, John 7:4, "I have glorified you on earth and finished the work you gave me to do." The glorification of our Father happens when we recognize, honor, and love him. This is also the core message of this booklet, which invites humanity to become fully capable of receiving and living in God's love. How much God cares for every soul can be seen in the following text from the Father booklet. I simply invite you to receive it deeply, for it can give our soul that true security on which we can build our house in boundless trust. God the Father speaks of his dealing with a soul that lived far from him. Now the words of our Father. "His soul has always been for me like the prodigal son. I lavished benefits on his soul, but he wasted all these benefits, all these gifts that his most loving father gave. I waited for him. I followed him everywhere. I gave him all favors, health and wealth, that I caused to result from his work to the point of superfluity. At times my providence granted him further gifts. He therefore had plenty of everything, but he saw it all in a sad light of his vices, and his whole life was a fabric of errors because of habitual mortal sin. But my love never tired. I followed him all the same. I loved him and, most of all, in spite of his rebuffs, I was happy to live patiently close to him in the hope that maybe one day he would respond to my love and return to me, his Father and Savior. At last, his final day is approaching. I have sent him an illness in order to make him come to his senses and return to me, his Father. Time passes and my poor son, he is 74, is at his last hour. I'm still there, as always. I talk to him with even more kindness than usual. I persevere. I call my chosen ones and ask them to pray for him so that he may ask for the forgiveness I'm offering him. And now, before breathing his last, he opens his eyes, admits his errors, and understands how far he has strayed from the true path that leads to me. He recovers his senses in a weak voice, which none of those around him can hear. He says, "My God, I can now see how great your love for me has been, and I have offended you continually with such a bad life. I never thought about you, my Father and Savior. Now you see everything, and I beg forgiveness for all this evil which you see in me and which I now discern in my confusion. I love you, my Father and my Savior." He died at that very moment, and now here he is before me. I judge him with a paternal love. He called me Father, and he is saved. He will spend a period of time in the place of expiation, and after this he will be happy for all eternity. Having taken pleasure during his life in the hope of saving him when he repented, I now rejoice even more, together with my celestial court, at having realized my desire to be his Father forever.
And the song that accompanies us today is the Our Father in Aramaic language, the language that Jesus himself spoke when he was here on earth.
Abund bashmayo neteka dashshmoch tide malkuthoch
Shabbat.